straighten your right leg, keep it at that same angle, and flex your foot.
On this day, the Seton High School soccer team was just stretching because the girls had a big game in less than 24 hours. When on the field, they have an added accessory, a special collar that allows blood to pool up and protect the brain. Seton is the first female team Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center has studied in its quest to find something that will prevent concussions. It's also the first team in the study without helmets. Senior Molly Shear knows the risks of getting hit in the head.
Definitely there's a big risk with it because you're doing head balls, you're going hitting other people, so like there's a big risk with it. And like the collars, like knowing that that could be helping is like really reassuring on the field.
Those are the types of things Dr. Greg Meyer, Director of Sports Medicine Research at Cincinnati Children's, likes to hear. He's leading the study that began with St. Xavier's hockey team and expanded to the school's football players. All are wearing the collar invented by military scientist David Smith, who researched head-ramming sheep and woodpeckers who seemingly had no adverse effects. Here's Dr. Meyer.
The woodpecker hits a tree about 1,200 Gs, and to put that in perspective, a human can often get knocked out at 250 Gs.
With woodpeckers, they have a long tongue that wraps around the top of their head, lassoing the jugular vein. This increases blood volume, creating a natural bubble wrap to keep the brain from sloshing around. Meyer says the collar works the same way. It creates a backfill of about 2 heartbeats, creating a kink in the hose to fill the space surrounding the brain. He says the collar replicates what happens when you lie down. MRIs show those athletes who wear the collar have no changes in their brain.
So everybody wants to know if we're seeing concussions, and we're not studying concussions because we're looking at it more of a brain level. We're actually objectifying what can be used. We don't know what a concussion is. Is a concussion the kid that gets knocked out on the playing field? Is a concussion the athlete that has a headache 2 days later and tells their parents about it? Or is a concussion the kid that takes a big hit but doesn't have any symptoms?
The collar weighs 6 to 8 ounces and is fitted to each athlete, including Seton's Alex Cookenbook.
At first I was kind of scared because I didn't really know what it was all going to be about. And then we got to meet the doctors and stuff, and they kind of assured us that it was all like this crazy study, and it's pretty cool to be a part of it.
She says the collar feels like a tight necklace. Seton athletic trainer Cindy Bussey says some liken it to being in a higher altitude.
Some of the girls said at the beginning they felt kind of a brain rush, but now they don't notice it. And he likened it to me, and I put it on for a little bit. I didn't feel much of a difference myself, but I wasn't playing soccer. I was just standing on the sideline.
Seton soccer coach Ron Quinn says if it all comes to be, this is really a game changer. He says the girls get a lot of double takes from other coaches and officials.
I usually we'll talk to the other coaches to explain to them what we're doing as well as the officials, just so that they know. And then we also have a letter from the Ohio High School Athletic Association that describes it, that, or at least says that we have permission to do this.
The Madeira girls soccer team is the control group. They do not wear the collar, but do wear an accelerometer to measure the force of the hits. Moeller's football team is the control group in football. Dr. Meyer of Cincinnati Children says the ultimate goal is to keep kids active.
We know that sports is really the only thing that's going to spontaneously activate a kid. And so if we start to take away sports, where does it stop? Are we going to stop with football? Do we stop with lacrosse, hockey? Or do we start to move down the line to soccer, which is our biggest sport worldwide?
More study is needed. Q30 Innovations is awaiting FDA approval for the collar. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.